Today my guest is Mark DeFalco, and Mark has a very cool concept car that he's showing off here at Tech Ed. Mark, how you doing?
Great, thanks. Yeah, so what we have here is a 2012 Mustang GT that then we've removed the body and put on a 1967 fastback replica body. So it's the original molds, but it's a new construction, new material. And then on top of that, we packed in as much Microsoft technology as we could into it. So for example, if you see here in the front grille, we have a Kinect sensor. And that lets us pull real-time data over to this phone app that is connected to the car via a wireless access point. So we have front, and we've got the back as well. All of the lighting in the car is also controlled here, so we can pick any color we would like and go ahead and change it to that. So if we want to make it green, we can make it green. Sometimes we get a little Wi-Fi interference.
That's not just the grill, it's actually we got colors over here on
the front grille,
wheel wells,
the wheels, the ground effects, and the window louvres and the quarter windows back there.
Very nice.
On the passenger side, we put in a docking station for a tablet PC. So this is a Samsung Series 7 tablet. Just running the Windows 8 release preview on here right now. And the car does have a 4G internet connection, so you're kind of always connected in this thing.
So I can check my email, browse the web.
Yep, you can start your morning in the day, checking your email.
Watch technologyandfriends.com, for example.
Absolutely. Over here in the back seat, probably get a good view. Here, this is a full HD projector in an enclosure here, and we use that to project onto the rear window. So let's swing around to the back here. We can use that to display any messages we want. So right now we're showing off Channel 9 is where you can find more information about this, channel9.msdn.com. But if we want to send a polite message to the people behind us, we can say hi.
Uh-huh. Stop tailgating.
This is called Project Detroit, so we can also project that on there. It does text, it does images, it does video. It's also connected up to the Xbox that is in the trunk.
Xbox, awesome. You know, sometimes I get bored when I'm driving. I want to play a little Xbox.
And look behind you so you can play, right?
Are you going to get out of the car to play it?
Yeah, so it does project onto it hooks up to the projector as well. It displays on the back of the screen. And what
it
does...
Computers?
These are both laptops, yes.
Two laptops and one Xbox Zero. Okay.
Yeah, so the laptops are what powers all of our... all the software that we're connected to right now.
Okay.
So the West Coast Customs stickers are on there because we did do this with West Coast Customs, the people made famous by Pit My Ride.
Mm-hmm.
They now have another show on the Velocity Network. It's one of the Discovery family of channels. And the show we did on there actually shows the entire build process from start to finish. And I believe the episode was titled Microstank.
Mm-hmm. And these laptops are running Windows 8. Right?
I don't remember offhand. They're running full screen applications right now. I believe they're Windows 7, but the software runs in either.
And are they all .NET applications?
Yeah, actually, so the source code for all the stuff I'm showing you right now is all available open source on detroit.ch9.ms is the short link, but Channel 9 as well is where you can find it all. The when you are playing Xbox on here, jumping real back, the screen will actually pop open and actually up to almost vertical, so you can kind of go into your tailgating.
Oh, you mean the real rear windshield?
Yeah, this entire windshield is our screen, and we just use like a white tint film on it basically to give it that opacity.
Okay.
On the driver's side here, we have kind of a real nice, addition to this. What we did is we took, this is another Samsung Series 7 tablet. Same as over on the passenger side, and we're feeding in, plugged into the onboard diagnostics via the OBD2 connector, and what that lets us do is get real-time telemetry about the car. And since this is running sample data right now because we're not moving.
We're not going
88 miles an hour, and we could go back to day one, right? But since it's a full tablet, you can go ahead and swipe it over and change the look and feel.
Oh, very cool.
So we have two different dashes there, the 67 and the 2012, and then this is Metro digital kind of vision as well. So yeah, the total UI here, the diagnostics connection and the helper libraries to do all that, because that connector is in most modern cars, is all open sourced, as well as the lighting control, a bunch of the phone controls, and integration to the Kinect, all that stuff.
Wow. Are you just showing this off, or did you actually help build some of this stuff?
I'm on the team that helped build it, but I was not personally involved in the build. Okay. So we had about four Microsoft employees who went down.
Oh, give them credit. What's their names? You know?
I'm going to miss one, I think. So it's Clint Ruckus. It was Jeff Sandquist. It was Dan Fernandez. I think Brian Peek. I'm not sure offhand, but I think those are the four. If I forgot one, I'm sorry, because some of them are my boss. But you can actually see the show, like I said, on the Velocity Network, and a bunch more information on our website. So any more information on there, feel free to go and take a look.
Mark, thanks so much.
Yep.
Right now, let's do it. Let me just intro, and we'll just talk, and you can give your tour.
Sure, yeah.
And I'll just.